Our text for meditation this fifth Sunday after Easter is on our epistle reading. Hear the word of our Lord from James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21.
Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. And grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anger is a powerful thing. Over the course of the year 2023, in the United States, there were 12,610 injuries and 218 homicides on account of road rage incidents. People angry with other drivers accounted in 2023 for 36 times more deaths than the Boston Marathon bombing. There were 400 more injuries caused by angry drivers that year than Stephen Paddock's Las Vegas shooting in 2017. Beloved, should that be so? Perhaps a better question to ask is this. Did all of those violent people fix their problems with their road rage? Did shooting the person they were mad at, or in some recent cases, shooting their child, get them home any earlier? Oh yes, last year there were a couple incidents in which somebody shot at another person they were angry with on the road, missed the driver, and shot their 4 or 6 year old child. Did that get them home any earlier? Did crashing their own car into someone else's car fix the problem of dangerous, reckless drivers? Of course not. But anger is so powerful that it can turn reasonable people into blithering idiots, absolute fools who cannot understand that acting on their rage will not give them a better society. This has always been the case, since the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, as our reading today says. Instead, it produces murder. Lots of it. Our eminent scholars listening to or reading this sermon may opine immediately, yes, indeed, there is a sinful anger, but there is also a righteous anger. You see, they like being angry, and they want you to know that righteous anger is praiseworthy. They would also like you to know that righteous anger is what happens whenever they are angry about anything. And there is the rub, beloved. Just about everyone feeding their rage will tell you it is righteous for them to do so, even when it is blatantly sinful. Our sinful nature is all too willing to call our anger righteous, even when it is sinful. The angry man who threw a bomb into a crowd of strangers in Haymarket was more than happy to say that his fury and the death it inspired was perfectly good. After all, he would reason, the police he threw his bomb at were tools of the oppressive system that kept rail workers from receiving the coveted 8-hour workday. On the other side of the aisle, Anders Breivik has never expressed any remorse for killing teenagers because he didn't like their parents' politics. To this day, he believes he was justified in what he did. Even mundane examples show people doing this very thing. We shout at our children's teachers for giving our kids bad grades. We freak out when people disagree with us about art or music. There is no end to it, and no end to justifying ourselves for our selfish, petty, tyrannical histrionics. Now, truth be told, There is a righteous anger. It is nothing more than anger at that which angers God. When God says he is furious over the poor being mistreated, families being destroyed, his people being persecuted, or especially his name being blasphemed, we recognize that it is proper to have these same feelings. The problem is, when it comes to humans having righteous anger, it is both a rare occurrence and trivially easy to turn into something sinful. St. Paul writes, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." This is to say, while St. James says in our reading today that we must be slow to anger, St. Paul says we must be quick to extinguish it when it arises, even if it is good. Beloved, when you start feeling mad about something, do you stifle that feeling? Do you take a moment to evaluate what it is that stirs those emotions, whether the source of it is your own selfishness or something aligned with God's character? If you take the time and distinguish properly, then your anger may be justified and you may be properly motivated. But most people do not do this. Most people do not exercise this kind of self-control. Instead, we are purely reactive, flying off the handle and allowing these emotions to control us. We become creatures of wrath, falling for every lame deception the devil can pull out of his bag of tricks. The devil whispers in our ears, doing his best to extinguish our ability to love others. Oh, Christian, didn't you see the headline in the news? The article about those people and the terrible things they are doing? Only an evil man would not get angry at this. You need to do something. With great urgency, he pushes and rushes and urges us toward greater and greater indignation, until we either die of a heart attack, or start thinking some very dark thoughts, or worse yet, become murderous in our wrath. We begin to hate others without a cause, lash out at those we love, and eventually turn it inward on ourselves. Oh yes, anger at ourselves is a feature presentation here. The righteousness we would like to see in our own behavior will never be the result of our own fury. You cannot scold yourself into holy living. I have met men who physically beat themselves in rage after falling into pornography use. I have seen women so angry with their gossip that they cut their arms, blaming themselves. There have been so many sinners screaming at the one they see in the mirror, throwing insult after insult for failure after failure, and absolutely none of that punitive activity changed their addictions to sin. Instead, it made them move toward despondency, which caused their flesh to seek comfort, which landed them right back in the sin saddle they were so upset about in the first place. The devil has trapped each one of these people in a cycle of guilt, anger, sorrow, and indulgence, endlessly repeating until death or a real solution occurs. Each time a man sins and experiences the frustration of that struggle, what starts as a righteous indignation at one's own failure easily turns into sinful self-abuse. And how is it self-abuse? By refusing to see yourself the same charitable way that God sees you. Beloved, it is true that godly anger may motivate us to do better, to seek redress for real wrongs and to improve things. Yet it is so easy to mess that up. That St. Paul tells us even justified fury is to be quickly dissolved. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Otherwise, it becomes the fury of a sinner. In our reading, St. James tells us that it is meekness that will help us far more than wrath ever will. Meekness is a virtue of Christ himself. Power under control, dignified patience, humble strength, however we choose to word it, meekness is not the loss of personal power that wrathful people think it is. Think of it this way. Human anger has the power of a firework. It smells like sulfur. Everyone pays attention to it for a moment, and then it sets stuff on fire. Meekness has the power of iron. It builds, it protects, it fortifies. It is this virtue which shines forth in Christ's powerful walk to Golgotha. Though he could have lashed out and destroyed every man responsible for the crucifixion to come, he instead submitted to it from a strength of character which ensured our salvation. It is that very same meekness that we ask our Lord to foster within us. We should earnestly desire the virtue that listens and waits, being ready for anything but never reacting immediately, never being impulsive. It is that same quality of the meek that inspires them to patiently listen to the word of God, allowing faith to build within our hearts and inspiring well thought out actions of devotion and praise to our Lord. It is this kind of humility that says, I shall listen when God speaks to us. And with that, we cease to resist the grace of our Lord freely given. Beloved, let us embrace meekness over anger, endurance over snapping, strength over weakness, the strength of our Lord. For with wrath there is death, but with meekness one receives life. Now the peace of our Lord, won by his gracious meekness, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.